Now we come, friends, here in the 21st chapter of 2 Samuel to a period of famine in the land of Israel. And the reason that God gives for it seems rather strange, but in it again there's a great lesson for us. I'm reading now 2 Samuel 21:1. Then there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, "It's for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites." And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, "What shall I do for you? And wherewith shall I make the atonement, that ye may bless the inheritance of the Lord?" And the Gibeonites said unto him, "We will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shalt thou kill any man in Israel." And he said, "What ye shall say, that will I do for you." And they answered the king, "The man that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coasts of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us. We'll hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose." And the king said, "I will give them." But notice, "But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul." Now this is quite a remarkable passage of Scripture. First of all, let's note that way back in the days of Joshua, the Gibeonites deceived Joshua, but they made a treaty with him. And a treaty in that day, which was uncivilized, was inviolate. That is, they kept the terms of the treaty. Treaties were more than a scrap of paper. Treaties were more than that which was to be broken. Among nations today, this matter of sitting down at a conference table and trying to make a treaty is almost laughable, because who keeps it? And we find that the average person has a right to be cynical relative to the way that nations attempt to get along with each other. But in that day, nations' word was as good as its bond. And when they made a treaty, they kept it. And so when Saul came along, he broke that treaty. And David attempted to make amends for it, and he did. But the other side of the coin is interesting. God didn't forget that Saul had broken that treaty, and his people, they're not going to get by with it. And so 3 years of famine come upon them as a judgment. Now, let me make this kind of an application that I think is valid. And that is that you and I live in a day when it cannot be said that any particular nation is chosen of God. That is, right now the nation Israel is scattered. God today is calling a people out of this world to his name from all tribes and tongues and nations. And you cannot say that a particular nation is the chosen nation today. But God does deal with nations, and God does judge nations, and God holds nations responsible, and it doesn't make any difference what nation it is. God judged Egypt, God judged Babylon, God judged Assyria, Greece, Rome, and God will judge America. And I'm of the opinion, and will you hear me now very carefully, I believe that we're in the process of dissolution as a nation. There are several evidences of God's judgment upon us. Now let me just mention several things. Since World War II, it was our intention to be a great peacemaking nation, but live in sin. And believe me, my friend, after World War II, America started out plunging into sin. But you know, we couldn't quit fighting, and there hasn't been a moment since World War II for what we're fighting somewhere. If it isn't in Vietnam, it is in Korea. If it isn't in Korea, why, we're yonder in Europe with a tremendous force. We are talking peace today as we've never talked it before, and there's no peace, my friend. God says there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Now, there are other indications of this dissolution. We have no great statesmen today. Now, I recognize that there are quite a few of the boys over in Washington think that they're clever. And that's not confined to any one political party. I think they all feel like they could solve the problems of the world. And actually, it's rather pitiful today to see this nation without great leadership. We do not have it today and haven't had it since World War II. And well, we've never had it then. But the point is that that is another evidence of judgment. You remember God said to his people, I'm going to give women to rule over you. Believe me, there's been a movement in that direction also. Then, may I say that right here in Southern California, we are the center of pornography. We send out all the cults and the isms from here. And God gave us quite a shaking. I'm of the opinion that the earthquake was a judgment of God. Now, I know that there's the scientific explanation that we have a San Andreas fault and we have several other faults. In fact, we got a whole lot of faults out here. And I'm of the opinion that God is beginning to judge America today. Lawlessness, gross immorality. May I say to you, God judges nations. And if there's one thing that chapter 21 reveals, it reveals that.